Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome, everybody. We do have a chance for money. It's with us. We do it every other hour right now. The contest is going on, so it's 120 and 320. You'll have a shot at $1,000, the KFI Inflation Compensation Contest. You're going to hear a keyword at about 20 after 1. And then that very generous John Cobalt repeats the word a couple times for you, in case you're only half listening. But you shouldn't be half listening. Everything we say is imperative that you retain and you hear and you absorb.
I think you're being generous with half listening, but...
You've probably been hearing, if you've listened to KFI for any amount of time, there is a police pursuit going on. It's a murder suspect who apparently, the first vehicle he was in, the tire would... And eventually that was the end of that car. And several people scrambled out of it. And then this... I guess the driver, he carjacked another car. So he's now in a second vehicle.
Yeah, they're flying. Los Angeles. They're going down West 85th Place and Main Street in Southeast LA.
Southeast LA is where they are. Yes. So he's on surface streets.
Yes.
Has he been on freeways, Deborah Mark? Do you know?
Yeah, he has. And he has. Right now, there is somebody else in the car. There's at least two people in that car. And what we're not sure about is if the guy who carjacked this SUV, if he is making this person who owns the car drive.
Oh, I see.
Right? So it's really unclear what's going on.
So when the first car went kaput, but several people went running,
People went running out of that car, and then this guy carjacked another car. And at first we thought, oh, he got into the driver's seat and he took off. But now we're hearing that, no, he got into the back seat.
He's forcing someone to drive around.
Exactly.
Oh, you imagine that doesn't happen often, that poor person, if that's true.
If that's true, that's exactly what we're trying
Come
to
on, KFI
out.
News, find out.
We're on it, Ken. We're on
get
it.
Get somebody on the ground there who can stand in front and get a look at this car as it goes by.
What kind of losing lottery is that? Millions of cars on the road. There's one carjacker out there, and he jumps into your car with a gun.
I would say, look, take it. I'm out of here. Why? Let me go.
Yeah, I think
you can have my car, but I don't want to drive you around in a car chase. What are you, nuts?
Well, the driver can't stop because then the police would surround him.
And has the guy been driving, though, a little more safely than the other guy, Deborah? Is that what we're seeing, that this guy's not?
Yeah, this guy's not doing anything crazy that I've seen.
He drove over a median. I just saw it.
Oh, all right. I'm watching him, yeah. I'm watching the streaming, so I'm a little behind.
But he's probably under orders.
He's driving in the middle lane now.
He's going down the turn lane.
What is that? It looks like a, is it an SUV? What is that?
It's an SUV.
Yeah.
He's at Main Street in Southeast LA.
Oh, and it's a super holiday getaway weekend.
Oh, yes.
How dare they do this?
Uh-oh, he's slowing down. Looked like he was going to duck into an alley road, and now he's continuing.
And we don't know any details on the attempted murder suspect, what this is exactly.
A couple of weeks ago, they were trying to arrest this person. And so now they obviously found him, and they've been chasing him.
Oh, so he didn't just try to kill somebody.
No, exactly.
This is 2 weeks later after he's cooled off. Well, he's on Wall Street.
I guess there's a warrant, and they must have realized that's him.
He just crossed a busy boulevard and went all the way across, and at the last second decided to make a left turn. Now he's going down the left lane on East Century Boulevard in Southeast LA.
So now doesn't it look like there are two people in the front
seat? In the front seat. It does, kind of. There was a little bit of a close-up that I can see on my screen. But I can't tell if that's just the reflection or something.
Can you imagine what that feels like? Crazy.
If you're being
guy
forced to drive, an attempted murderer?
Yeah.
But again, we're not sure that that's what's going on. That
I know, but it'd be like, well, where do I go? Tell me where to turn. What am I supposed to do here?
It would be terrifying. I would just jump out.
Take my chances.
If you can get slow enough at a stop sign or a turn, just leave. It's going fast, but not like they're on the freeway.
Yeah, but remember that guy who jumped out a week or two ago, and
he was going 50, 60 miles an hour, wasn't he?
He was. Oh, they're going 60, over 60 now.
Yeah. Well, it's a gamble. Do I get shot or do I jump out and
land on my head?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If he's got a gun to my head from the back seat, I got to just. All of this we're not 100% certain of, right? Do we have to give those disclaimers?
Right. Well, exactly. And now that we're seeing two people in the car, now I'm wondering.
Well, he did climb into somebody else's car.
Yes, he did. He carjacked a car.
All right.
Yes.
The driver didn't escape.
But I thought he was in the back seat and there was just one person in the front seat. But as we're seeing, when we just saw that close up, there are two people in the front seat.
Look like it.
Yes.
And we're sure that none of the people that were in the original car have gone with him into this car. We don't think so.
We don't think so. We saw, I think, at least three people scramble out of that car.
And I heard there were women, maybe?
There were two women, at least two women.
South Central.
So they were probably just out on a little afternoon drive with their friend.
Oh, sure. Well, they're
after him for a warrant for attempted murder. Like, how well do we know you?
It was probably a picnic they were going to. Middle of the day.
It's
warm
a nice
day.
Afternoon.
Yeah, it's one of the first warm days we've had. And so they're on 100 South Central Avenue and East 106th Street.
Yeah. No, this could be the whole show. Are we prepared to?
Well, it depends what happens.
Aren't we supposed to get an expert? You get like one of these former police officers. Oh, yeah. Channel 7's got some guy on now.
What is he
saying? He's got background on chase tactics. That's what they talk about. Well, they talk about what you do and the possibilities.
You follow.
It's like football now, analysts.
Chase
right, but
tactics.
They speculate as to what the police might do if this gets really dangerous. So they're going to try the pit maneuver.
All the chases are the same. The bad guy is the leader, and the cops trail him.
Right. But if this one is what we think it is, it's different in that somebody that got carjacked may be driving. That doesn't happen all the time.
Although Eric was just saying that the guy that's driving is wearing clothes similar to the guy that was driving the original. Right. So, and because this guy is driving pretty erratically now, I think it makes sense to think.
Channel 7 just did a close-up of the driver, and it's someone in a hat with a phone to their ear. Sitting shotgun is someone in a light-colored shirt.
So there is two people in the front seat.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, I just saw this guy tapping on the steering wheel, like somebody bopping to the music.
Yeah, the Channel 7 helicopters have been getting the closest shots.
Yes, that's what I'm watching is Channel 7. Yeah, I'm looking at the close-up right now, and
They're not on Imperial Highway.
Yeah, I'm usually pretty good at this, but I'm trying to tell what brand this is. Is it? It's not a Volvo, is it? I can't quite tell what SUV type it is. Oh, yeah, and then, of course, I got the split screen replaying where the people ran out when this guy carjacked the second car. Because, again, if you're just tuning in, this chase began with a first car that the tire went down to the rim. So this guy abandoned that car and, we believe, carjacked a second car. And we don't know. We think the suspect is driving, though, the attempted murder suspect that they are trying to apprehend.
He's going he's going down Success Avenue.
Well,
I guess
why not give it a shot?
Just happy people live on Success Avenue, right? Compton now. Success Avenue at East 120th Street.
It looks like old Ford Escape, Ken.
Oh, it does. Okay. All right. Yeah, I couldn't tell what it was. It's too far.
I've never been able to do that. I can't identify cars to the point where in parking lots, I always try to get into other people's cars. Like any gray car in a lot, I start pulling on the door. And I've opened doors while people have been sitting inside.
Really? And it's not even close to your make or model? It's just an SUV that's gray?
Yes.
That's really bad.
That's it. That's it, boy.
You're senile before your time. All right. When we return, there is money to be had. We will give you a keyword for a chance at $1,000, the inflation compensation contest. And we'll see what goes with this chase, which I wouldn't call crazy because he's driving fast on Surface Street, but it's not like out of control crazy. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah. And so right after that, we'll be playing the Moist Line. Everything's in place today, including the hacks for the dumpster. We're covering a police chase.
And so now the story is that when the bad guy jumped out of the first car, he got into a second car, but it's not a carjacking. It looks like a buddy of his picked him up.
Yeah, probably. Well, he was driving the first car and he went down to the tire rim and knew he was in trouble. He called up a buddy and said, "Hey, can you give me a lift here? I got some cops on my tail."
Did his buddy know that he was in the middle of a police chase? What a great friend, huh?
I would guess so, because when you pull up to pick him up, you'd see all the activity.
Would you do that for somebody? If they set up being chased by the LAPD, would you go and pick him up?
No.
Take over as the getaway driver?
Situation or something. Yeah, they get each other's backs, right?
Yeah, but you just walked into a set of felonies here by doing this.
You are now an accomplice, yes.
I mean, if you're laying home watching TV, your buddy says, "Come pick me up." Why? Well, I'm getting chased by the police. It's like you just asked for a prison term.
I feel better, though, because I thought an innocent person who got carjacked might be in there or might have to drive. That's worse. But if this is one of his buddies who picked him up.
Yeah, the hell with both of them, man.
Yeah, really. Evading police. You're not an accomplice in the attempted murder, but you are an accomplice in whatever happens here. And lately, some of these have ended pretty horribly.
I wonder, though, because he's providing the getaway car 2 weeks after the murder, I wonder if that's a worse crime because he's trying to help his buddy escape. Attempted murder arrest.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you become an accomplice?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd stay on the couch.
So I can't follow this that well. I mean, I follow this, but are they going in circles? Do we know these? Or are they actually moving? You said they're in Compton, right? It says I have them in Southeast L.A. again.
Yeah, they're not straying too far away. They're on East 84th in San Pedro in Southeast L.A. So they're in the same general area. I don't know that region at all. So I don't know how these streets intersect.
And you see, that's what we needed the expert. And the expert would tell us that often we will find that people in this situation drive streets they're familiar with. They stay close to either a home or some home they know, and they drive around, and they look for an escape route.
That's a good imitation of an expert.
Thank you. So this is stuff I've learned after like 30 years of hearing police chase comments.
That's what I'm saying. They're all the same. You've memorized the whole spiel.
Right. You want to do the part where they give the safety precautions to people driving in the area?
Oh, I heard that. I actually heard that last hour. It's not a good idea to get involved in something like this. You know, get out of the way if you see the police pursuing.
Right. And we also give you the location of this chase so you do not drive near there. You try to avoid the area.
And don't go out to watch or cheer on the suspect.
Yeah, nobody's doing that so far. I don't see people in the streets waving or...
Yeah, if it was a celebrity, they would.
They would. Well, we've had this happen without a celebrity where some people come out. You know, there was one chase last year, I think.
When he blew out the tire, because they keep replaying this this incident, he just bulldozed his way through some cars that were stopped at a light.
Yeah.
And he had nothing. He had nothing on his right front tire.
It was the right front.
It was gone. So he was just
eventually that car comes to a halt, and then not only he got out, but several people got out and went running. But looks like our main suspect is the one that got picked up by another car, an SUV, continuing to make his way around Southeast Los Angeles. So, well, we'll keep you updated on this. I don't know.
Yeah.
And we're also hearing that the people that ran out of the first car have been arrested.
Ah, all right. Apprehended. All right, we now move over to the horrible crime in San Francisco, where a tech entrepreneur by the name of Bob Lee, just 43 years old, who had just moved from San Francisco. He actually lived in Mill Valley across the bay there. He had just moved to Florida last November. He's apparently the father of two daughters. And he came back, I guess, on some sort of business trip, and then early Tuesday morning, he was stabbed to death, but wasn't immediate. We now find that he tried to get help. We do have a portion of one of the 911 calls. You're going to hear the voice of a 911 operator describing what she's hearing from Bob Lee.
14-hour copy. There's a male screaming help saying someone stabbed me. 14-hour copy. There's a male screaming help saying someone stabbed me. He is not giving a 20. This is a cell phone site location. Advised he's bleeding out. Medics are on route code 3. He's direct.
1756.
365 Main, cross of Fulton and Harrison. However, that's a cell phone site. We're still waiting for an exact 20. He is outside on the street.
Now, the New York Times has just weighed in with a story by Kate Conger and a reporter we long know, Sean Hubler. And it's kind of the debate about what has happened to San Francisco. It starts with some
debate.
Tech people who are really... A debate.
A debate!
Well, the headline is, stabbing of Cash App creator raises alarms and claims of lawless San Francisco.
Claims of lawlessness.
Yeah, some tech people weighed in. Matt Ocko, a tech entrepreneur, who said, the leaders of lawless San Francisco have Mr. Lee's literal blood on their hands. I hate what San Francisco has become, says Michael Arrington, the founder of a blog called TechCrunch. And then, of course, you know who weighs in with the next quote? Elon Musk. Violent crime in SF is horrific, he put on Twitter. But then when you scroll down, here comes the police commissioner. A small minority has tried to weaponize this tragedy to advance a narrative about a crime wave that isn't borne out by the data in San Francisco.
You know, I love how modern police departments in these big cities, the leaders really have had their testicles completely cut off. Because you call them up and they don't want to offend the politicians who put them in power. And they don't want to deal with the activist groups and all the woke groups. So they just say something really bland and they start babbling about statistics. The statistics are not the story here. Much goes unreported. And the quality of life and the sense of danger with all the crazy vagrants and the drug addicts and the spontaneous violence cannot be quantified in one of your stupid, misleading statistics.
And here is why that's particularly misleading with regards to San Francisco. If you're talking about the number of crimes reported, of course they're down. Most of the people left.
Yeah.
The vacancy rates in the city in San Francisco is more than 27% at the end of last year. That's more than a quarter of the people have left. And these are the workers. These are not the criminals. What you're leaving behind are the homeless and the criminals, the drug addicts. They tend not to move on. But the people that have something going for them in their lives say, you know what? I can work from anywhere and I don't want to put up with this. I'm going to move. And that has happened to this city more than any. In fact, they've been doing stories that the city's hanging on the edge of disaster financially.
Oh, it is. It's going to collapse. And this was called years ago that this would happen. And I don't know what it is with human nature. Human nature seems to have undergone a dramatic transformation. It was pretty clear that eventually normal people were not going to live this way anymore. It was too scary. It is absolutely terrifying.
And a lot of them in San Francisco won't tell you that publicly, but they will just quietly, as they say, vote with their feet and move on. Right. And that's what this guy did. Apparently, what I understand, Bob Lee was not railing about safety, but he did tell a friend he thought the city was deteriorating and he moved to Florida. This friend has been on Fox News a few times. I think he's a wrestler or something. Said that we disagreed. Ideology quite different than mine. So I'm thinking Bob Lee may have been one of these people that just, yeah, cities can be dangerous, but, you know, we'll adapt. But then he just gave up and moved.
I don't know where people got infected with that idea. I don't know why it became so awful to say if you have bad, violent people, you put them in prison. Why did that become a taboo? How did it become a taboo? That is how modern society survives, is it puts their bad people in prison. And they did this 2,000 years ago as well. Right. And this is like the first era in my life where they would let some of the worst, most violent, scary people wander the streets and they get to do what they want and there's no consequence. And if they somehow end up in prison, they're let out early.
Oh, and of course, who do they eventually interview in this Time story? Scott Wiener. Good Lord. No one should listen to anything Elon Musk has to say, particularly about San Francisco.
Scott Wiener.
State Senator Scott Wiener.
Yeah. Scott Wiener is a psychotic who's done nothing but cause people death and misery. Yeah. That little pipsqueak has the temerity to criticize Elon Musk. Elon Musk is a freaking genius who's actually creating useful products for your green energy obsession.
Oh, here's a great example of what I'm talking about. San Francisco had 56 homicides in 2017. Some crimes dipped during the pandemic, but in 21 and 22, the homicide count was back up to 56. And that's with a quarter of the people gone. That's the point I'm trying to make.
And if you have a very high rate, let's say you're in a city where there's 200 murders a year. So it goes down to 195. Oh, we have a drop in crime. No, you don't. You have 195 murders. What's wrong with you? All the numbers are bad. Just because there's a slight variance from year to year.
We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. The iHeartRadio app.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carvin and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the podcast
would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, well, we're on from 1 to 4 now, and if you do want to hear all 3 hours of the show, because you can't listen live for these 3 hours, pick up the on-demand podcast, which will be posted up right after 4 o'clock at KFIAM640.com. Also, you can find it on the iHeart Radio app. And, of course, today being Friday, we'll be welcoming in the Moist Line. Well, we mostly welcome them in during the 3 o'clock hour, 3:20 and 3:50. And we will also have a couple of hacks for the dumpster. It was another. In fact, the committee has had a couple of hacks to put in the dumpster, but it's had to delay that because of breaking news during the week. Now, last week it was Mark Ridley Thomas being found guilty in the corruption case. This week it was another breaking story that booted the hacks that are going to the dumpster, but they'll get their day.
There's a line to the dumpster now, huh?
There is.
There's a holding cell.
And that isn't always the case, right?
Right. No, sometimes people are behaving themselves, and we could go a few weeks without a new entry. But
Or sometimes, as the committee says, can we just stop putting the same two people in the dumpster every week? How many times can you dumpster Garcetti? No, he's gone, but you see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, so... how's that police chase doing? Anything new?
Well, the driver's side tire is looking a little flat. Went over a spike strip. So hopefully this pursuit will be coming to an end shortly.
And then we'll get to the standoff portion of the entertainment.
Maybe, or they run and they have to be tracked down, right?
Yeah.
One of the big stories nationally, of course, is Tennessee. We talked about this yesterday. The legislature there, which is strongly dominated by Republicans, the state legislature, like we are in Sacramento, dominated by Democrats, decided to remove two legislators who joined a protest on the House floor last week. This was all because of that deadly school shooting in Nashville at the private Christian school where several people were killed, including some children. So protesters have been marching on the Capitol. Three Democratic legislators, Justin Jones, Gloria Johnson, and Justin Pearson, led them into the building and up to a balcony where they started chanting power to the people. That didn't sit well with the Republican majority in the Tennessee House of Representatives. So they went on a debate yesterday about whether or not they should be expelled. And by expelled, we mean thrown out of office. It's not like they're suspended.
No. No, they are no longer representing their districts.
This is like a school expulsion. You ain't coming back.
Yeah. And the Justin Jones was expelled 72-25. You needed 66 votes, two-thirds, to be tossed out. And then...
Gloria Johnson, one vote short, 65-30 to expel her. So she was spared. And then the third guy, Justin Pearson... 69-26. So Justin Pearson got the most overwhelming votes to get out. She is a white woman. They are two black men. In fact, one of them is black and Filipino. And she made no bones about it. And speaking to reporters, she thinks it might have to do with the color of my skin, why I did not get expelled.
It's got to be that, because the three of them were together in holding up the legislature last week.
Could it have been their roles were a little different? Was there some debate about how involved each one was? Or
the video I saw is all three of them were standing together on the floor of the House, and they were passing the megaphone around and leading the chants. And, Justin Jones was the leader of the three, like the most vocal.
He got 72
animated.
Votes, right.
Yeah, but, I mean, all three of them were involved in the same act. They weren't doing exactly the same thing. No, I think it had to be skinny. But she got plenty of votes. It's just seven of them decided not to kick her out, and it's got to be race reasons.
Yeah. I think there were 99 legislators, and 95 voted on Johnson, and also 95 voted on Pearson. But he got 69 votes to be out. She only got 65. I'm just looking at that one first to see... what could be the difference. So were there really four people that just decided to keep her because she's white and, to me, less of a troublemaker? I don't know. Did you see who's going there to stand with the three?
Oh, Kamala Harris is.
Yes, Kamala Harris. Yeah. She's got a new assignment.
I'll tell you something, though. I was listening today, I think it was to CNN, and they were having a lapse. They've been trying to do more centrist programming, right? More down the middle, straight reporting. But they got back into their old activist ways, and they had two hack journalists, and they were talking about, you know, the oppression of the Republican majority. And I thought, wow, in all these years, I can't remember anybody talking about the oppression of the Democratic majority here in California.
No, I heard the same thing. I heard a guy this morning interviewed. He said the same thing. You're right. It's the tyranny of the majority and how this is just so weighted. You don't have any voice.
Now it's a
and I'm like, well, we're opposite land to Tennessee.
Yeah, it's a fair debate in Tennessee whether the Republicans went too far here by throwing them entirely out of office. But in California, we've got a legislature that blew out a year and a half worth of school for millions of kids and closed down permanently tens of thousands of businesses just for starters. Right. And then we could talk about all the excessive taxing, and we could talk about the outrageous homelessness and the outrageous crime that they allow. And I'm thinking, but that's the tyranny of this left-wing progressive legislature, which has, you know, a better than 2-to-1 majority. They have a veto-proof majority. Supermajority. They can pass taxes at will. And I have never heard one, I've never seen one piece of commentary on national television. Not one about the tyranny of the Democrats here. But in Tennessee, it's like, oh my God, democracy got repealed.
Well, this story really jumped a few bars up because two black legislators were evicted or expelled, and not the white woman. And that's really a... apparently, they have not... The Tennessee House has previously expelled only 8 lawmakers, and 6 of them were Confederate racists in the 19th century that did not affirm the citizenship of formerly enslaved black people. So then one in the 20th century for a conviction of bribery. And then finally, one in the 21st century for sexual misconduct.
Usually, yes, there had to be a crime committed or some egregious behavior problem, right?
Yeah.
And I guess this is in the category of egregious behavior problem, is that they, and one of the Republican leaders, who, by the way, they're really proud of what they did. They're not backing off in the least.
No, I see that.
And they said, look, if we allow this, then we're going to get more and more of this.
But can't you do a one-off and say a warning? If you try to bring your gun control people in here again, then you are expelled. They could have done that, maybe.
Of course they could have. But they decided they were going to put the hammer down. And, you know, it's hard not to think. I'm not obviously not a guy that looks for racial angles on every story, but it's hard in Tennessee not to think that there was some racial animosity here against those two. I would have thought less of that had they bounced the white lady. But when she survived, I thought, wow, this is not going to look good the next day.
All right, we got more coming up, and police are still chasing a murder, attempted murder suspect now through the Westchester area of Los Angeles. This has been going on the better part of a couple of hours. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, coming up after 2 o'clock. Well, despite thousands of ambassadors from the L.A. Metro lines, it's the subways and buses, we had a horrific situation yesterday with two people being stabbed on the Red Line alone at two separate station areas. We'll talk about it after the news at 2 o'clock. We'll also update you on a big story we brought you yesterday about these overdose deaths at the Skid Row Housing Trust in downtown Los Angeles. It's a nonprofit which is in severe financial dire straits. It's because, and we found out a lot more from the Reverend Andy Bales with the Union Rescue Mission, they call it harm reduction. They let people do whatever they want in these buildings, which of course includes using drugs and bringing in drug dealers. So the place is disgusting, a mess. It's completely demolished by a lot of tenants, so they have to constantly rebuild. It's a horrific, out-of-control, lawless situation.
You could not have a worse program. There's no way to design a worse program.
Right.
You've destroyed their lives because they stay on the drugs and alcohol. You've destroyed the building. You've destroyed a lot of tax money. Everything has been made far worse. It's one of the worst programs I have ever heard of. I went and I listened to Andy Bales' interview that we did a couple of times because I could not believe what he was saying. You should go on the iHeartRadio app and listen to our podcast from yesterday, the 3 o'clock hour, and listen to Andy Bales. He was on for about a half hour. And and to me, it explained everything. It just explained everything that has gone awry with this homeless situation.
Oh, Housing First is a disaster. And this is the proof of it. Housing First says we just get them into some sort of housing, some sort of shelter. We don't worry about their addictions and problems or whether they're criminals. None of that. Leave that alone.
So the
and if there is a problem, stand by with Narcan so they don't die.
And the local gangs have taken over every one of these buildings. They have stormed into every floor, every apartment. They are getting everybody further addicted to drugs. And then those gangs are feeding the money to the drug cartels. This is like a massive federal, state, and local subsidy to the Mexican drug cartels, with the gangs acting as the enablers, the door-to-door brush salesmen. Except they're selling meth and fentanyl and everything else. I can't believe there should never be a single and then the implication, not the implication, the accusation by Bales against the Los Angeles Times that he's been telling the LA Times reporters and editors for years what's going on, and they scoffed at him. He said he had a 90-minute meeting with the LA Times editorial board last year, and they scoffed at him. What is that about?
The Times did do an updated story on the out-of-control drug use. We'll talk about all this in the 2 o'clock hour.
Now they're covering it, and they're going to try to win a Pulitzer with it and coat themselves in glory.
The police chase that we've been commenting on and off for the first hour of the air is now in Gardena. In case you're just tuning in, the police were chasing an attempted murder suspect. He was not the only one in the car. They managed to caused one of the tires to run down to its rims, so he abandoned that vehicle. And our best understanding is during that time he was being chased in the first car, he called somebody up who apparently picked him up in a second car. It's an SUV. It's been involved now for the, I guess, about an hour in this second car, driving through South East Los Angeles. But now apparently he's on a surface street in Gardena. I wouldn't say going particularly fast, but and it's like a four-lane road.
45 miles an hour.
Yep. We don't know that. We think it's the suspect driving with the whoever picked them up in the passenger seat. That's the best information we have. And again, he's wanted for attempted murder.
Now Western Avenue and West 186th Street.
Right. So whether or not they're going to try another maneuver to flatten. Did you say, Deborah, Mark, that one of his tires did get some damage?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's driving on the busted tire all this way?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he's only going 45.
Yeah. Now he's come to an intersection where he's slowed down.
Yeah, he's
trying to be safe.
Yeah.
And he's zigzagging around a car. Oh, he's going the wrong way.
Oh, that's not so safe.
He made a right turn, and he's going down. He's driving down the wrong side of the road. This is like a 7-lane boulevard.
No, now I have it. It's in Torrance now, huh?
He heard you, John, and he said, yeah, you want to see safe? Take this.
Yeah, I know. As soon as I said he's driving safely, he pulls that maneuver. Yeah, 190th Street and Western Avenue. Now Gramercy Place in Torrance.
Oh, I'm starting to recognize this place where he's going.
Yeah, he's coming to your house.
Maybe. I'll run outside and say, yeah.
Come in.
Are you going to take a selfie, Ken?
Yeah, that's right. I want to be on TV. I'll wave at the helicopters. You guys will see me. I'll hold the sign. Hi, vegan.
Hi, vegan.
Why don't you offer him your car? You could be the next driver.
Oh, yeah. I
next driver in the chain. Yeah.
That's right. You need a car? Come. Mine's getting older anyway. I think it's time to get rid of it.
That's right.
You can take it.
If it gets riddled with bullet holes or
something, throw me a few thousand dollars out the window. All right. So we'll keep you updated on that, obviously, through the news department and the traffic updates here on KFI. We did a story this week about NPR. National Public Radio. And of course, it was about they're in financial trouble. They've been laying off people. And then there's some dissension within the ranks, some declaring racism. They were trying to take a closer look at the layoffs to determine if NPR executives were doing this unfairly to people of color. The latest update, which I find really, really hysterical, Twitter has labeled NPR as a state-affiliated media, much the way the Russians have, you know, Pravda,
those, yeah, right.
state-controlled reporting entities. That's officially the way that they labeled them, the platform labeling that they do. And NPR went up in arms. They've run several stories over this. First of all, we only get 1% of our budget is government money.
Oh, that's not true.
Because that's what they're saying in this article.
No, I looked that up today because it's not directly from the government, but there's something called the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which then doles out money to NPR. Oh, it's like a middleman agency. So they try to say we don't get money directly from the government because it's funneled through this money laundering fake corporation.
Elon Musk actually spoke up and said maybe we shouldn't have called them state-affiliated media. Right. And the word affiliated doesn't mean controlled.
Right.
But it means because there is some government financing involved, they wanted to make Twitter users aware.
Did you see, though, when NPR complained online, they asked for comment, the Twitter's press office responded with an automated poop emoji.
Oh, that's funny. So they're fighting this label, and Musk apparently is considering a change. All right, we got more coming up, and of course, we'll keep you. You know, they I just saw now they went past the Exxon set up there in Torrance. He just drove past the big oil facility, Exxon refinery. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live, the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.